As you write your life story, you're far from finished. Are you looking to close the book on your job? Maybe turn a page in your career? Be continued at the Georgetown University School of Continuing Studies. Our professional master's degrees and certificates are designed to meet you where you are and take you where you want to go. At Georgetown SCS, the learning never stops, and neither do you. Write your next chapter. Be continued at scs.georgetown.edu/podcast.
BP added more than $70 billion to the U.S. economy in 2022. Investments like acquiring America's largest biogas producer, Archaea Energy, and starting up new infrastructure in the Gulf of Mexico. It's and, not or. See what doing both means for energy nationwide at bp.com/investing in America.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
And I'm Jess, and you're listening to the Food Heaven Podcast,
your online resource for inclusive and accessible wellness.
Welcome back to another episode, the last episode of our Pivot series on our podcast. And if you have read the title of this podcast episode, you are probably like, what is going on? And the reason why the title of this episode is goodbye for now is because we are going to be taking a break for the summer. And yeah, we wanted to talk about kind of our pivot series, wrap it up, how we're feeling about this series, what we're working on now with Food Heaven. You're probably wondering, like, do you have the idea for your next business? We're going to talk about that a little bit. Some old mistakes that we don't want to do again in our new business, and just leave on a personal note of kind of how we're feeling overall, what we're working on, what we're excited about personally and professionally, and then kind of our plans for the summer. So this is more of a casual episode to wrap it all up. And yeah, Wendy, do you want to let people know who are just joining in for the first time kind of what our pivot series is all about?
Yeah. So typically this podcast is about nutrition and health and wellness and all of the in-betweens, however you interpret that. Usually, however we interpret that based on how we're feeling at the moment. But we switched it up for this series because we have been at a crossroads personally, professionally, and we've just been trying to figure it out. Like, you know, what does it look like to do work that's fulfilling long term, because we've been going through bouts of burnout throughout the years being in the online space, and even with just nutrition as a profession. So we decided to take you all on that journey with us, kind of like figuring out, you know, what we're going to do, what has been going on behind the scenes. And so that has been the past few episodes. And today is the last episode to the Pivot series. And yeah, I mean, we have had so many realizations within the past few weeks, so much clarity about what we do want to do and what we definitely don't want to do. And it's been really great to share it all with you, because at this point, we've been doing the podcast for over 7 years, and you know, we didn't want to just ghost y'all. We wanted you to, you know, just kind of be aware of what was happening. And so it's a little sad, but it's also kind of exciting because we're taking our longest break, I think, from the podcast. We've never done a break that's lasted several months. Usually we're gone for a few weeks. So yeah, it's like there's mixed feelings about that, but we're both really excited about what's to come. And we think that this break is going to really revitalize us. And we do have a new idea. I don't know how much we're sharing today. But when we're back from our break, we're definitely going to let you in on like what we're doing and share all of the details and all of those good things. But maybe we'll give you like a, you know, a little sneak peek today, so you have you have a little bit of a preview.
Yeah, a little teaser. Yeah.
A little teaser, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's funny because somebody DM'd us, and we appreciate all your DMs and emails and everything, but somebody was like, I feel like y'all are trying to break up with us slowly. Yeah, and they're like, and we're not getting the signs. And I was like, LOL.
Oh, that's so funny.
That's really funny. Yeah.
I could see that. Yeah.
Yeah. So what had happened was, so yeah, how do we put this delicately? I'm just kidding. It's not you. It's me. No.
Right. I'm like, do we sound like fuck girls?
Yeah. No.
We're not.
We just have to do what's best for us. And what's best for us is taking a long break. Again, I think with the Pivot series, there were so many realizations, revelations, conversations. And what my takeaway from it all is that you have to quiet all the noise and listen to your heart, your body, your nervous system, and really feel, which sounds woo-woo, but it's true. Like really feel in your body, like what feels good, what doesn't feel good, and be honest about it. And I think for us, doing this podcast for 7 years has been amazing. And even as I was like typing up the show notes for today, I was like, oh, am I going to get emotional about this being our last episode for now? And I think it's a mix of emotions. Like a lot of it is joy because it has been such an exciting ride. And also too, we started this podcast before podcasts were really a big thing. You know, it was, so I think that's part of it too, is like, wow, we kind of were, I don't know, I think we were just like ahead of the curve when it comes to podcasts. And so that feels really good. And we hope that with this next idea, we're ahead of the curve as well. And yeah, and we're not saying that this is a goodbye forever. It's a goodbye for now. We will be back in the fall, but we don't know what the future of the podcast is going to hold, like if we're being honest. And we're going to take some time to just think about what that is and sit with our thoughts, feelings, all the things.
Right. Before we get into today's episode, we want to do a final ask, because we will be back in a few months.
Yeah.
But at this point, like, please leave a review if you've been listening. We're going to be away for a few months. So before you forget, go on iTunes, leave us 5 stars, leave some kind words so that when we come back, we can come back to really, really great reviews that we can share with you all on here. So make sure you do that. And now for this episode. So just to give you some insight about how things are going post pivot, or not really post pivot, but post talking about the pivot. We've had lots of conversations about personal interests, mental health, bandwidth, burnout. And yeah, it's been great because we've just had so many realizations. We've had a lot of hard conversations too, because, you know, work, it's not like you're just working by yourself. When you work with someone else, and really a team of people, because we work with so many different people, that can be a challenge. And I mean, I don't know how the hell we've been able to do this for so long.
I don't.
It's been close to 12 years, but I think it really speaks to, you know, how well we're able to navigate differences and just seek solutions, because it's really hard. I mean, I feel like most of the people who I know who have started a business with someone, it usually crashes and burns, because it's hard to have a lot of the conversations that we've been having. I feel like we've always kind of had them, but most recently we've had them a lot, and we've had them in ways that I don't think we've had them
before.
And so how's that been for you, Jess, just like kind of having those conversations together?
It's been very, very helpful for me. And I think the one thing that I learned from these conversations is that we just work so differently and our minds are different. And it's not that it's bad, it's just different. Because I'm realizing as I'm on my ADHD learning journey, like a lot of characteristics of myself as they relate to entrepreneur and business, they're all ADHD traits that I'm realizing. And I'm like, oh, this is not how everybody's brain works. Because we did all these different questionnaires for like co-founders and interpersonal dynamics and business and things. And one of the things that we asked each other is like, well, what do you feel like you bring to the business? Like, what do you value? And for me, I was like, I feel like I bring nonlinear thinking and the ability to like look at an item or project or a task or whatever from so many different angles and do it relatively quickly in a way that I feel like for other people, it can feel overwhelming. And I could, you know, even in like my relationship, I'm realizing too, from all these conversations, like my husband is more of a linear thinker. And I realize, Wendy, you're more of a linear thinker. So it's like having that understanding that we both might approach a project or a task very differently, but it doesn't mean one is right or one is wrong, has been really mind opening for me. And how can we both set ourselves up knowing these different things that we're learning, or that maybe we always knew but didn't like put a name to it? How do we set ourselves up to be able to thrive given the circumstances?
Taking a very quick pause to highlight this week's podcast sponsor, Sephora. That's right, you heard correctly. We have Sephora as a Food Heaven podcast sponsor, y'all. It's kind of a big deal. Sephora is a dream partner because they literally have something for everyone. Even if you're not crazy about makeup, they have everything you can imagine for your beauty routine, especially if you're trying to avoid certain ingredients or things that don't do well with your skin, like formaldehydes and oxybenzones. I, for one, am not big on makeup, and so I love that they have things that are a little more minimal. Some of the products that I have been loving lately are the Milk Lip and Cheek Blush Stick. I love it because it's multi-use. You can use it on your cheeks and your lips. It doesn't have any parabens. It's cruelty-free. It's made with mango butter and apricot oil. It smells divine, and I literally want to eat it when I apply it. I'm also obsessed with the Glossier Future Dew Facial Oil Serum. It gives me a really nice glow in the morning. Again, I'm not huge on wearing a lot of makeup. I like more of the natural look, but I do also like to look like I've started my day and I didn't just roll out of bed. So these products help with that. If you're interested in gaining more control over ingredients in your makeup routine, you can go to Sephora.com/clean to learn more and shop around. They also have a price filter, which is so clutch if you're looking for more accessible options that fit within your budget. So make sure to use that as well. And happy shopping. We're going to get back to our episode. It's interesting because I actually feel like it's great that now you have this diagnosis and you're getting treatment, because I feel like Jess, ADHD prior to treatment was like completely different.
Right.
And so it's like I'm also making this adjustment to getting to know Jess on a professional level, like having treatment, because her work style and approach is completely different. And this has been fairly recent. So it's been just kind of like getting used to new things, especially with us like starting a new project. And so, you know, it's almost like getting to know someone over again on a professional level, because our work dynamics were completely different, I think, before we started working on this new project. Like, and also we just divided things up differently. It was more so just like, you do this, I do that. And we weren't really playing into each other's strengths. Whereas now we're approaching it different, because now I think we have a better idea of how our mind functions. And so I'm like, okay, well, you know, I'm better suited for this, while you're probably better suited for that, you know? So I've been learning, you know, a lot with this process. And just like with any relationship, you're continuously just learning about the other person. And so, yeah, it's, you know, it's been pivots on all levels.
Right. Pivots on pivots. I also think too, it's not just the ADHD treatment, which is helpful. I think I'm not as burned out. I don't think I'm really burned out anymore. I mean, I'm sure maybe a little, I'm like chronically whatever, like chronic fatigue. But I think I came to that realization a couple of weeks ago, because when I was burnt out, it's like I wasn't functioning at all like myself. And myself is someone who is able to, you know, kind of do a lot and push things forward. And it would take me like 2 weeks to do something that normally would take me 2 hours. And I just thought, oh, well, it's burnout plus like getting older and my brain's just not working anymore. And I was going through like hormonal issues, which I've mentioned in other episodes, and like getting treatment for all of these different things and anxiety as well. So yeah, I think taking a lot of stuff off my plate has helped too, so that it's like, okay, when I am showing up, I'm not coming from a place of my cup being empty anymore. Like I feel like my cup is full, and I didn't know that I could feel like that again. And if you listen to the burnout episodes, it's just a very stark contrast, because I was like, this, like, F everything, this is horrible, my life sucks, and work is too hard, I can't do anything. And now it's like, oh no, I'm really actually do like work, and I'm excited about it. And yeah, I think it's a combination. So
yeah, definitely. So in terms of what we're working on right now, without giving too much away, so we've done several deep dives into what our interests are, where our strengths lie, what kind of work we envision ourselves doing for the next 10 plus years. Because I think it's hard for me, and I think for Jess too, to be like, I'm committing to something for a lifetime. I don't know. That just doesn't resonate. I feel like, you know, usually within 5 to 10 years, it's time to switch it up. And it's funny because we have been doing this for like 10 plus years. So it's about that time. But just kind of always, you know, switching it up, not always, but, you know, when it feels like it's time. So yeah, we've been doing lots of intensive meetings. We've had facilitators, we've had mentors, we had our business coach on the podcast with us. We've met with lawyers, we've met with accountants, we've met with strategists, we've met with dietitians. We've really been trying to do our research, because there's so much that we, I don't want to say did wrong, but that we could have done differently with Food Heaven, and things would have popped off a lot sooner for us from a business standpoint, that we're trying to not make those same mistakes. So let's talk about that. Like some of the mistakes that we probably don't want to do again.
Yes. I think, and I was just telling my friend this when I was walking on voice note, but I think one shift that I'm making is I am interested in meeting, and this may sound wrong, but I want to have more conversations with white men. Let me explain. I feel like as women of color, there's so many aspects of business that we're not even thinking about, because maybe they're not accessible to us, or it's not something that's within our orbit. And also who you feel comfortable meeting with too, right? And I think for me, in, you know, whatever business 2.0, it's like, no, actually, I need to talk with these people who do have access to this information, whether it's like learning more about startups. You know, maybe this isn't a small business / side hustle. This is a startup, or people who have raised venture capital. Not saying that we will, but like, I want to understand more about how venture capital works. And, you know, I feel like we are more than capable of being able to come up with a great idea that can demand venture capital just like any of these white males can. So whether or not we'll get it, I know that it's harder for women of color and women in particular, but that's number one. It's just like trying to expand who we're meeting with is something I want to focus on. I also think it needs to be bottom line focused from day one. Of course, our main goal, as our business coach said in the last couple episodes, is to have a big impact and help people and solve a problem, fill a need, and we have identified a need that we would like to fill, a problem we'd like to solve within nutrition. But, you know, in the past, like we've mentioned with Food Heaven, our biggest mistake was never having a business plan, never really having a strategy, just kind of going with feelings versus like writing things out, having a business plan, looking at the numbers, starting with a minimum viable product versus starting with everything at once, right? And putting all this work. So that's kind of one thing that, or two things that I'm changing or wanting to change. Also, hiring the appropriate people from day one and not trying to be frugal because we maybe feel like we don't have the money, or we could do it ourselves and save the money. Like, no, if we were trying to have a real business, we'd need to have real support. So yeah, trying to figure out how to raise the money to help us be able to hire the team that we need. And I mentioned venture capital, not saying that we're, again, trying to get venture capital tomorrow or that we even want it, but not shying away from investors now or down the road. If you know anyone, have them email us foodheavenpr@gmail.com. But yeah, not shying away from that versus Food Heaven. That was not even something that's like on our radar at all. What about you? Anything that you like past mistakes you definitely don't want to do again?
Yeah. One of the biggest ones is waiting too long to change something that is clearly not working. And I think also like looking at the stats are really important, looking at the data. So, you know, for whatever it is, whether you have a product or whether your business is more online based, but looking at whatever that data is for what you're offering and seeing if it makes sense and checking on that regularly. Because I feel like that's something that we did not have in place for Food Heaven. We would just kind of do things that we thought would work or that in our mind made sense. And then it would take years to change our approach. And by then it was kind of a little too late. So I think just being ahead of the curve, thinking in advance about, you know, things that might work well. And if they don't work well, then just like quickly changing and not, you know, it is what it is. That's the landscape of having a business, especially in the age of the internet, is that you have to quickly shift because things are quickly shifting. Also, another big one is waiting until things are perfect, especially with visual things like a website or an online product or like design things. Like, you know, it's definitely not going to look like crap because we want it to reflect well on us, but it also will evolve. And I think that's something we've learned. Like at this point, we've had so many website facelifts and like we've constantly changed our offerings visually, and that whole like waiting until it's exactly where you want it to be, it's just, you know, that's unrealistic. So definitely don't want to do that again either.
Mm-hmm. Should we share anything about our new business venture?
Yes.
No? Okay.
I think we can a little bit. So we are set on our next business. It's been over a month, I feel. I think it's been a couple of months.
Yeah,
of
like
us
two,
kind of. Yeah, we've been brewing this up for a couple months and we're 1,000% confident in this idea, its ability to do well and grow and scale. And it's something we're really excited about. We're not abandoning nutrition. It is within the nutrition space. I think our audience will be different, will be very different. And I think it's solving a huge problem and a problem that will continue to grow, I think. So we're trying to offer some solutions. And for those of you who are subscribed to the newsletter, you probably have an idea mm-hmm. of what we're going to be focusing on because, yeah, we've dropped some hints here and there. But yeah, we've been just working hard, trying to get this business together. And yeah, we've already been doing a lot of the prep work and we're planning on launching in the fall, mm-hmm. fingers crossed. So yeah, I feel like do you feel like I shared enough?
I mean, people are probably still going to be like, that's not sharing enough, but we just want to make sure we're working on trademarks and all the things. We just want to make sure all of our ducks are in a row, so to speak. Yeah. But what you can do, because we'll probably do maybe a soft launch, I was thinking. This is a new idea as of today, Wendy, so we need to talk about it. But okay. A soft launch with our newsletter, peeps. So get on our newsletter, go to foodheavenmadeeasy.com. Again, this is going to be a business that even if you can't, it's not useful to you directly, it will be useful to somebody that you know, a family member, a friend. And so you can help us spread the word. So that's number one. And number two is if you are a dietitian and you want to work with us potentially one day, we are going to be looking for dietitians, probably I would say late summer, early fall. So Also, get on our email newsletter because that's where we're going to first announce that we are looking for dietitians. And of course, people who already listen to this podcast and know our values, you're going to be number one in terms of who we would want to hire. So make sure just to get on our newsletter, foodheavenmadeeasy.com.
Now on a personal note, what are you up to? What's happening? What are your plans for the summer? What's going on?
Yeah, so I'm just, you know, trying to eat consistently. That's my biggest plan. stretch and meditate. That is what I'm trying to do every day because I find it very helpful. My birthday, when this comes out, my birthday will be next week. And so will yours. So mm-hmm. Wendy is coming here to visit with her man. Actually, her man will already be staying with me while this is recording or with us for a week.
Right. He'll be third wheeling it.
Yes, he'll be third wheeling it. We're going to get the room set up for you. Just great, Gabe. yeah. And then our other friend who's also been on this podcast from A Cozy Kitchen, Adriana, she's coming out and we're all going to, and her man, and we're all going to go to Tahoe and all, like we all have a birthday happening, like either us or our man's. So within the time that we're staying there. So that's going to be super fun. And then I'm also excited. Well, not really excited, more terrified. I started stand-up comedy and my show actually is today, or no, sorry. My show is tomorrow. So the day that this airs, my show will be Thursday the next day. I didn't realize this when I signed up for the stand-up comedy series that it culminates in us all doing a 5-minute performance, like show. We do performances every week for the class, but like a show.
Oh my God, you have to record it. Like you must.
Yeah, we'll see. I might do one in, I might do it also in Tahoe as well.
Okay.
Like
it,
because yes. I saw that Adriana's Bay put an open mic on our itinerary because he also is into stand up. Anyway, we'll see. But yeah, I'm very terrified. I was going to quit, but I'm glad I didn't. And it's crazy. Not crazy, but it's kind of crazy. So that's one thing that's happening. And then yeah, that's pretty much it. Then going to Cabo this summer. What happens in Cabo stays in Cabo. Not really, but and then Wendy's wedding also is going to be this fall, which is so exciting. So I think this is going to be a really good summer of rest, rejuvenation, and working on our business idea. What about you? What do you have going on?
Yeah. So, yep. Same. I'll be in Tahoe with Jess. That's what's coming up next. What else is happening? I'm going to DR to visit my parents. It's my dad's 70th Whoa. Birthday. And my sister's coming with her entire crew, and she hasn't been, I think it's been like 5 years. It's probably been more than that, actually, but she just had a baby, and it's just been a while. She has 2 kids. Well, now she has 3 kids. So, you know, my dad is just over the moon to have everyone together. So I'm planning his birthday and thinking about doing like a pool party on his birthday, and then we're all going to go to the resort and maybe rent like a boat or something and have like a party on a boat.
Wow.
So super excited. And my dad, well, actually, because my mom is currently here helping my sister with the baby, and she's literally here with me right now because she's helping me with the renovation, but she's going back. She just met my fiance because I got engaged. I don't know that we've even like fully, I mentioned it in an ad, but I got engaged.
Right. We never even talked about that.
Yeah. We never even talked about it. Got engaged in Mexico City and we're getting married like in a few months. It's a pretty quick turnover. But anyways, my parents are gonna meet my fiance in DR. So that's really exciting.
Aww.
My mom, you know, already met him.
How'd it go with your mom meeting him?
It was good. It went really well. Good. I mean, they can communicate, which is important because my parents don't know English really. So it's nice because he's Colombian. So, you know, communication is not an issue, but it went really well. And yeah, we have that DR trip. And I'm also excited to stay at my place in DR because yeah, it's like I'm kind of in and out. Maybe I'll stay for a few days, but it'll be nice because I'm going to stay for, I think, a week with Gabe. So that'll be really fun to actually enjoy the space that I put together. And what else am I doing? I think that's it, actually. After the DR trip, I don't have anything else, man. It's just the wedding. And the wedding is super chill, very casual. It's at Storm King, upstate New York. Yeah, it's I don't feel stressed about it at all because it's good. Literally 25 people and everything is pretty much in order. I'm sure like as the date approaches with like coordinating travel for folks and things, maybe it'll get a little stressful, but we're taking it pretty easy with that.
And you're not doing the ceremony at the wedding. It's just kind of more the reception.
Right. Yeah. Because we're doing a private ceremony, just him and I. And then we're just going to have like a really nice brunch with friends at Storm King. And then we're going to plan a weekend upstate. Yeah, because, you know, I'm renovating this house in New Paltz. So going to have people come up and explore the Hudson Valley. So I'm really excited about that. And that's it. And I'm just going to be kind of working on the house, intentionally not making any other plans until the holidays, because I just want to pace myself a little bit better for the rest of the year. That's it.
Well, that sounds exciting. I can't wait for the wedding.
It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, we love Wendy's boo. I feel like it worked out perfectly.
I know, it really did. We're like a little clan.
We're a little clan, like her boo and my boo. I feel they're friends and they really like each other. They're very similar. And so it just makes it so fun. I could not have asked for a better guy for Wendy. Truly, Gay, we love you to death. I guess this is my save for the wedding speech.
Yeah, work on. You should actually do like a stand-up piece.
No, I should not.
For the wedding. And like just have that be your toast. That would be
girl,
so good.
I don't know. We'll see. The thing is like with the stand-up, it's not that I think I'm a great stand-up person. I'm scared of it. So that's a thing that people aren't getting. It's a challenge more than like, right, I'm an Ali Wong. But we'll see. So any last words before we go on break?
It's been an incredible 7 years. We'll be back in a few months. It's a goodbye for now. I'm so excited to take this break. We're not going to be as active on socials, by the way. Right now we've been posting mostly like podcast related things. We'll probably still be doing some partner work, just to, you know, make sure we're still able to pay the bills.
Yeah.
So make sure you support those when you see them. But yeah, I'm looking forward to not being online as much and, you know, just kind of slowing down a little bit. So yeah, we'll see y'all in a few months.
Yes. I second everything Wendy said. It's been an honor and a joy to be able to come to your feeds once a week. For the past 7 years. In the beginning, it wasn't once a week, but still, I think for the last 5 years, it's been once a week. And even when we take a break, we still put out an old episode. So it's been an honor. And thank you for all of you who have rated this podcast, reviewed, all the dietitians out there. We see you who have shared it with your friends or your patients. And I agree, it will be nice to check out online a little bit more, although I am having a lot of fun on my personal Instagram account. And I still have my newsletter going, which I'm having fun doing that too. So make sure you subscribe to interneteldersubstack.com to catch up in the meantime. And we will see y'all in a couple of months. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to another episode of the Food Heaven Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to connect with us online. We're most active on the gram at Food Heaven, but we're also on Facebook and Twitter at Food Heaven Show. If you like this podcast, make sure to rate, review, subscribe, and share with a friend.
Yep, our podcast is released every Wednesday, and each week we take a deep dive into topics like health at every size, food and culture, intuitive eating, mental health, and body acceptance. If you're looking for a sustainable and inclusive path to wellness, come hang out with us to learn how to take care of yourself from the inside out. We'll catch you next time.
Bye. Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.